It was nearly 90 degrees when Marquise Bedingfield started work on a hot July morning. Like many people who work in the hot Oklahoma sun, he put on his hat to shield himself. But Bedingfield doesn't roof houses or pave roads. He sells magazines to lift himself out of homelessness. The following story was produced by University of Tulsa student Charity Barton as part of NPR's Next Generation Radio project.
I was homeless because I was sent to a basically a ministry for my drug abuse, and I got kicked out for using drugs still. I was a panhandler, yes I was. Well, yeah, that's what brought me to curbside panhandling. My name is Marquise Bedingfield, and I'm a vendor for the Curbside Chronicle. It's just kind of like panhandling, basically, but you're selling something besides just with a sign or a cardboard or whatever. I've been working for Curbside Chronicle for about 9 to 10 months.
I'm Rania O'Connor. I'm the director of the Curbside Chronicle, which is Oklahoma's first and only street newspaper that started in 2013. And the Curbside Chronicle is part of the international network of street papers. And so as a street newspaper, our goal is to employ and empower individuals experiencing homelessness.
Protecting the public, that is what the city says it is doing through a new panhandling ordinance. The rules make it illegal to solicit in certain medians, near schools, and from children under the age of 16. The ACLU says this violates civil rights. They filed a legal complaint against the city. Joining us now.
There were some difficulties in the very beginning after the ordinance went into effect, where officers were telling vendors that they couldn't be on the side of the road, even though the ordinance really was only affecting medians. And so there was some miscommunication there that was frustrating for vendors. But fortunately, because of our relationship with the Oklahoma City Police Department, we were able to advocate on their behalf.
I was stopped and questioned by the police a couple of times. I mean, yeah, that's like my only fear really is being arrested. So, because I was like in the street, he came up behind me, he ran my name and all that. He said, yeah, that it's illegal to be like in a, wherever I was standing at, and I guess I just had to move. I think that's it. Well, the difference has been since I've been the transition from panhandling to curbside, just the, I wouldn't say respect factor, it's just they, well, I could say respect factor because they tend to, I don't know the word, the respect, I guess they respect it more because I'm trying in a different way or something. A typical day work for the curbside, I would, ride the bus to wherever I need to go, come here, get my magazines. I try to sell like maybe like 40 a day or something, whatever I can. Buy my magazines, they 75 cents a piece, I buy them.
I'm getting magazines out of my bag so I can put them in my vest.
I hold up a sign that says the Curbside Chronicle magazine, $2 a piece. See, as the cars come up, I just stand here and typically just look at them, you know, because they'll sometimes give you nonverbal, I'm okay, or they looking for money or whatever. So you just kind of pay attention and do as you do. So you got to be patient somewhat. You just got to be kind of ambitious, you know, you just got to know that you're going to be successful even though it's really no proof of it. You just got to, you know, kind of make it happen or make it realistic, you know. Even though it can seem like not a lot of the time, that's why people give up, but, you know, can't be like everybody else, so.
I appreciate your support and I hope you enjoy the magazine.